Welcome to Season 3 of the Peace Signs Podcast, stories of peace, justice, and faith from Penn State University. Brought to you, as always, by Third Way Collective.
My parents were Catholic, and since you're Latin American, that's a very big tradition, but around when I was 5 years old, my grandmother started to go to an evangelical church, and then we started to go to church. My grandma recently left to back to her country, which is Nicaragua, and we sort of stopped going. My mom and my stepdad, they moved to another church, and they've sort of been transitioning, so it's kind of hard to connect to a place, and it's specifically to a church and the different people. And when I came to university, it was also hard to connect to my spirituality. Well, my name's Emily Navas, and I'm a journalism student, and I write for the Daily Collegian, and I'm also part of TRIOTA, the Women's Studies Club on campus. I mean, I don't go to church, but I do believe in God, and I do have my faith. I mean, there are some, I do criticize some Christians, and I criticize myself as well, and I don't think anybody's perfect, but it's the judgmental part of Christianity that sometimes is pretty hard. I'm not very outward with my faith, but I wouldn't speak for other students who perhaps have other religions that are not Christian, or just if they're Jewish or Muslim or Sikh or Hindu, then perhaps because it's not the norm. In high school, I learned a lot about social justice, and even more so when I came to university, and I took an American course and an African history course, so just learning the injustices of the world and trying to use my role as a journalist to make an impact on people and show people other points of view and other struggles that other groups face. I do think there are a lot of issues. I mean, this is a predominantly white school. I come from Miami, which is very diverse, and I always went to, there weren't any white students at my university, so coming here was very different. And I do think there are a lot of instances where I see racism and sexism, and it's really startling, because when I was back home and I was younger, I knew that those problems existed, but I didn't see them in my daily life. Like, it wasn't there. So that was a struggle, and it's still a struggle, especially now with everything that's happening in the world and in the country. It's a very difficult time for people of color and women. I know Penn State has the All In initiative, but those the things with starting projects or initiatives, it's that who is participating in those projects? Is it already people who know about these issues and who are facing those struggles? Or is it also people who aren't really familiar with it and want to get themselves involved? So I just think we have to start having conversations with people, even I know that even if it is uncomfortable, and just try to fight through it and be able to show people that, you know, the struggles that we face and how we can solve it and how we can be allies to the groups. For somebody who's new to Penn State, to definitely get involved in different organizations. There are a lot, like hundreds of organizations, whether you want to join a spiritual organization or a sports club or a media club, or just there's so many things, as whimsical or as quirky as you want to be, you just have to be able to exist.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.